Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Distance Between Us, Young Readers Edition, by Reina Grande. Read by Alejandra Reynoso. Dear reader, in recent years, more than 200,000 children have arrived at the U.S. border, asking for permission to stay. Most are from countries such as Honduras, El Salvador, and Guatemala, and some from my own country, Mexico. They come escaping violence, poverty, persecution, corruption, but some also come to be reunited with their parents. You see, in countries with extreme poverty and limited opportunities, many parents are forced to leave their children behind to go to a place where they can find a better life. Many of these children are left for years and years not knowing if they will ever see their parents again. This is exactly what happened to me and my brother and sister. We were left in Mexico by both our mother and our father when they came to the U.S. to find better jobs. The years passed, and our desperation and fear grew. What if they forgot us? Or worse, what if they replaced us with American-born children? What if we never saw them again? There were times when we thought about running away from our hometown to come and find our parents. We wanted to ask them, "Do you still love us? Do you still want us?" Luckily, we never had to make that journey alone. My father did return for us eventually. And one day, I found myself running across the U.S. border with my dad and two siblings, putting my life at risk to finally have the family I dreamed of. The immigrant children of today who have been arriving at the U.S. border have not had the same luck as me. They have been forced to flee their hometowns, often by themselves, to pursue their dream of having their parents by their side. Or worse, they come because their lives back home are in danger due to the instability and violence raging throughout Mexico and Central America. I wrote The Distance Between Us because I believe that immigrant children have important stories that need to be told. I thought that maybe if I told my story of being a child immigrant, it would help shed light on the controversial issue of immigration. I hope that those who read my book would show compassion, understanding, and love toward all immigrants, especially child immigrants. This book was first published for adult readers, but I wanted to share my story with young readers as well, immigrant and non-immigrant alike. Ultimately,
sample complete. Ready to continue?